Keith, you presented today at COP21. Talk to me a little bit about some of the things that you addressed and why you were presenting and speaking today.
Okay. Well, I was over here as part of a panel discussion from Field to Market. It's a, you know, a supply chain initiative that talks about everything from the field all the way to the market. And, of course, we were talking, you know, on behalf of corn from the angle of soil health and sustainability. And so we've got an initiative called the Soil Health Partnership that that we've partnered with Monsanto, among others, to work on building soil health and farmers talking to farmers on best management practices. And so I got to present that today. And then I got to talk about corn's ability to sequester carbon. And so this being, you know, of course, a climate conference, carbon dioxide and carbon sequestration and carbon emissions are big issues. And so I got a chance to talk about corn's ability to take carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and put it down into our soils and build organic matter.
When we talk about climate change, how does agriculture play a role in combating it and being proactive to fight against it?
Well, I think, you know, that the things that we're really looking at with from an NCGA perspective is the fact that, you know, corn can sequester carbon. As I'd mentioned, we take in CO2 in the corn plant, puts it down into root systems, it puts it into the corn kernels, it puts it into the corn stalks. And the bigger yields we grow, the bigger plants, bigger root systems that we grow, the more carbon we're able to put into the soil. And so that would be a carbon offset, you know, incredibly beneficial and something, you know, positive for agriculture in general. And, you know, a great message to spread for farming.
You look at the conference and you've been over the last couple of days. Can you talk about how agriculture has been highlighted in addition to just the corn aspect of it?
Yesterday they had the USDA Forum on Agriculture, and then today Field to Market and a group called, you know, BSR, dealing with sustainability worldwide, PepsiCo, Cargill, General Mills, held the forum that I took part in along with Field to Market. And so, you know, really a focus on the benefit that agriculture can bring to it and the opportunities that are presented as far as, you know, adding carbon to our soil, building organic matter, the good things that can bring to us as farmers, having increased organic matter and nutrient holding capacity and water holding capacity to increase our yields. Is something that's really beneficial. And so I think that's something that's been highlighted here this year, as opposed to what I understand has gone on in previous conferences where, you know, they've kind of either overlooked agriculture and farming or, you know, maybe not looked at it as a positive opportunity. And so this year, everything has been really positive about agriculture, just, you know, the opportunities that are there. You know, on our working lands, the farmland that we have, you know, improving practices and, you know, just kind of doing what we do every day as farmers. You know, I mean, we're all trying to be good stewards of our land and our environment, and that's helping out the climate. And they're starting to recognize that, and that's a good thing.
You talked about the Soil Health Partnership. Talk mm-hmm. to me about some of the results that you have seen through cover crops, through conservation practices, and the benefits you've seen on your farm.
Well, you know, we're with the Soil Health Partnership, we're taking it slow right now. We're doing demonstration farms where farmers are taking practices, implementing them, and we're getting concrete data back. And so, you know, with that, we know in agriculture that not every year is the same. And so we don't want to make any snap decisions or snap judgments based on 1 year of data. And so as we go into this, you know, we're going to collect data over a handful of years and, you know, really try and put multi-year information together, you know, to be able to document and prove benefits of soil health, prove the economic gain that we can have on farm through some of these, you know, their conservation practices. You know, cover crops being grown on the farm or any advanced nutrient management steps that we'd be taking. And so We're looking at it from that point of view, from the Soil Health Partnership, you know, and then of course on my farm, I was able to talk about today about how we've not necessarily always thought of it as you know, in the terminology of soil health, but we've always focused on that. You know, we've known for years and years the benefits of having high organic matter in our soils, and you know, we've focused on conservation tillage. We focused on high residue crops and managing our nutrients appropriately, and now through, you know, soil tests and being able to collect data over multiple years on my individual farm, we've seen organic matter increases, and we know what kind of benefit that is for me as a farmer, but we are also finding out and being able to recognize what kind of benefits that is in combating climate change.